Anyway, but yeah, thanks for tuning in here today. It's 6:20. It's always nice to try and catch up with people when they're home, and there's not a lot of movement, but for our national ski team, there is. Zoe Chor, hi, how are you today?
I'm good. A little chilly out there, but made it down.
I'm sorry, how long did you wait at the door? This happens to all of our guests. Are you okay there this morning?
I was actually smart and waited in my car.
I see. Okay, good. Yeah, sometimes I'm reading the news and I can't get to the door, and it's like, oh, that's not great. Gosh, how you been? You got off to a good start for the international ski season. I guess you're big one was in Switzerland, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I had a really good result in Switzerland. We had a night race there, so it was really nice that it was during the day back home and had a lot of fun racing, and it was a very technical start section, which I enjoyed, and yeah, just played in my favor and worked out well.
It was a team effort, though. You know, like, team means you had the, I want to say Redden, was that her last name? The who did you ski? Reese?
Reese. Oh, the second day we had a team event. So Reese Howden and I placed second in the team event together racing, and the first day we had our normal race, and I ended up finishing third.
Oh, I see. Good. Can you break down both of those for us then, if you can go back, if you can recall?
For sure.
I guess it all happens so quickly when you're on skis, but yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a quick turnaround, especially with the short track, the sprint race there. It starts with a time qualifying race, so it seeds you into your heats. And then four people go at a time, and the top two advance each time. And each time I was with another Canadian, Marielle Thompson, and kind of just followed her down each run and made it through, kept making it through, and had a lot of fun.
Can you describe a ski cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is ski cross?
Yeah, it's four people at a time, and four people start all at the same time, and we have bank turns, rollers, and jumps, and it's the fastest two at the bottom make it through to the next round until you get to your final round, and then it'll be in your final round, you go semis, and the top two go to big finals, and the bottom two go to small finals, so from there you race 1 through 4, and then 5 through 8.
Boy, but it happens quick, like top to bottom, just on an average time.
Average course is probably about a minute 10, and then that course was about 30 seconds, I think, or just under 30 seconds, the one where I came in Switzerland.
That's screaming fast, though.
Yeah.
What do you think about when that's happening? Nothing? No, really. It's just happening now.
You have, we visualize the course a lot before we actually get on it. So you might not have skied it a whole ton, but you have a good idea of what it's like, what to expect around each turn, and what to do off the jumps or the rollers. So it comes quick, but it happens so quickly, and you know what to do, and it usually works out well.
Gosh, it exhausts me watching it. I can't imagine doing that. How's your body? You look like there's no body fat or anything. You must train. Well, what's your nutritional pattern then, Zoe?
It's definitely keeping healthy, especially a lot of travel on the road and a lot of flights. So being healthy, especially this year or last couple of years, to avoid getting colds or any other sicknesses and COVID and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess. And they you must get checked about 700 times every event, do you? They're really diligent. I was watching that.
Yeah, we definitely get tested before we get to any event and before any flight. And some races will get tested throughout the time we're there. Yeah, had way too many COVID tests and all different and all.
No, I'm sure. Gee, very good. What country is the one to follow? Are we the one that everybody's chasing out there? Who's tops in ski cross then on the international stage?
Canada's definitely a strong, we have a strong women's and men's team. We're definitely up there. The Swiss usually have a pretty good team, and the Swedish have good, a lot of the European teams are quite good, but yeah, Canada's definitely one of the top teams out there.
Boy, thanks for representing our area right here from the East Kootenay. Is India with you too? India Sherritt's a part of it?
Yeah, India Sherritt's from Cranbrook as well. And then Courtney Hoffis is from Windermere.
She's still skiing too, then?
Yeah, still skiing.
How are they making out? You got to speak for them right now. You should have brought India with you. Is she
home
now?
I don't think she's home right now.
Okay. We'll get you in together next year.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, how are they making out then?
Yeah, India is returning from a torn ACL from last October, I believe, or November. So definitely a bit of a slower start to the season for her, but she's back racing, which is phenomenal, and her knee's holding up well. And then Courtney Hoffis, also returning from an injury from March, I believe she was when she injured herself, but she was back racing, and I think she even got a couple of top eights when we were over in Europe there too, so phenomenal.
Gosh, I still can't. I go back to the Olympics when India broke her back.
Yeah.
But holy man, I can't even believe she's still skiing. But
it's tough. Great team of like support staff, like doctors and physios, massage therapists that travel. Some travel with us.
Oh, it still hurts though.
It hurts, but yeah, it definitely helps makes the process to returning back to sport easier.
Well, congratulations on your courageousness and your skill level and everything. When do you take off then?
I'm leaving on the 30th to go to Whistler to get some time and get some training in the gym and some skiing there.
Right. Oh, man. So they just separate you from everybody and keep everybody healthy.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, do you like, you started at Kimberly.
I did.
You
started skiing at Kimberly.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. Can you believe the way they're doing business? They're taking people up on snowcats after
that
fire.
It's amazing what they're doing. Like, it's amazing the community support as well for them.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, it's a very unfortunate event. But yeah, it's amazing how they're staying open and keeping going.
Yeah, and you don't have time to go up and say hi to everybody. I'm sure you're only here for just a short time. But
I was able to ski with my brother on Boxing Day, and it was good to get back. I think it's been a couple of years since I was been able to ski at Kimberley.
Oh, I see. Did you get on the cat?
No, it was before the cat, so we did the hike in.
Holy man. So yeah. How long did it take?
We were moving at quite a quick pace, so it was only about 10, 15 minutes, so it wasn't too bad. It kind of, there's the steep first part, and then it flattens out, so it's not bad, but it was great to get back on the hill, and the snow was phenomenal.
You can tell your Team Canada coach that you were training on when you were away. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you got a lot of people to talk to and things to do and all that and catch up with and commitments. Thank you, Zoe.
Yeah, no worries.
Zoe Chore.